The continued buffetings of Satan. The available records show that the year 1869, which should have been a time of notable advance, was one in which Satan multiplied his attacks. Criticism of James and Ellen White continued, even though from time to time both refuted slanderous reports and rumors, and in spite of Ellen White's continuing successful ministry in Seventh-day Adventist circles and before the public. God Himself also had provided evidences of the genuineness of Ellen White's call. He had raised her up again and again from weakness and sickness to strength, that she might present her messages, and he had given her a vision on June 12, 1868, in Battle Creek, accompanied by marked physical phenomena that eyewitnesses could test to their full satisfaction. Nevertheless, prejudice lingered. The messages of reproof and the memories of false and malicious reports continued to confront the Whites and hamper their influence. In addition, because of their position on the Seventh-day Sabbath, there was the sustained and critical opposition of the religious world in general. Writing at her Greenville home in September, after the camp meetings were over, often Ellen could look back. She stated, "The lies of sheer malice and enmity, the pure fabrications of iniquity uttered and circulated to defeat the proclamation of truth, were powerless to affect the minds of those who were really desirous to know what is truth. I did not doubt for a moment but the Lord had sent me that the honest souls who had been deceived might have an opportunity to see and hear for themselves what manner of spirit the woman possessed who had been presented to the public in such a false light in order to make the truth of God of none effect." In this setting she penned a striking statement of faith and evidence. "None are compelled to believe. God gives sufficient evidence that all may decide upon the weight of evidence, but He never has nor never will remove all chance, opportunity, for doubt, never will force faith.